Day 36. When you help the poor and needy, don't do it for public recognition. Matthew 6:2. We're going to take a look at this verse. This verse is often misunderstood. A lot of people think this verse means you can never do something and let anybody know about it, but it doesn't really mean that in its context. But it does give a caution about letting people know what you've done. Jesus says, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. In other words, some people do their giving with a lot of fanfare, with a lot of excitement, with the goal to be honored by others. He says, I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. So he says, if that's what they were going for, that's what they got. In other words, there's no eternal value in that. But when you do give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. In other words, our giving is to be motivated by pleasing God as opposed to pleasing others. We're to be responsive to how God is leading us, how God is prompting us. We're to respond appropriately to the Lord. But some people say, well, because of this verse, nobody can ever know what any giving is. But that isn't a biblical concept. And with Moses, there was a lot of people that the giving was clearly declared. With Nehemiah, the giving was declared. With David, the giving was declared. So the Bible does not mean that you can never know what giving was done, but it's this whole idea of really being, where are your motives? Who are you doing it for? And look in this particular verse. If you look at the context of the verse, if you really try to stick with that theology that nobody could ever know, you could never pray publicly. Because in these same verses, it says, when you pray, and in another place, when you fast, in the context of the prayer, it's like, pray in secret so that your heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. And so the idea there is, if you literally could never tell anybody, we would never be able to have a public prayer. Tonight, we had people pray for this service. It's regular to have people stand up and pray for one another. And so the Bible does not say you can never, you're never to pray in a way that's public. We pray in public all the time. We pray for all people all the time. And in the same way with giving, there's a place where giving can be made known, and it can be a source of inspiration to others. David, very clearly, in the Old Testament, said, now this is what I'm going to be giving to a particular project. He identified it, and it was used to inspire others. Paul talks about the Macedonian Christians, and he talked about how much they gave, and they even gave beyond their ability. He says, and they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then they gave beyond their ability, and he used that as an inspiration to others that they might become more generous. So where Jesus condemns giving is when it is only done for show. It is not done to please God. It's only done for public recognition and nothing else. So Jesus cautions you, watch your heart with your giving. Be careful with your giving. Ultimately, it's to please the Lord. But there are times that you're telling a story about being generous can be a source of inspiration to others.